Hi, everyone, and welcome back to CheckClass101.com. This is Beginner Season 1, Lesson 14, Telling Your Hairdresser What You Want in Czech. Becky here.
Ahoj, I'm Martin.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to use adverbs and the construction so that in order to. Useful words and expressions to explain a desirable haircut to a hairdresser. The conversation takes place at a hairdresser's.
It's between Jitka and the hairdresser.
The speakers are strangers, therefore they will speak both formal and informal Czech. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Dobrý den, jak byste si přála ostříhat?
Zkrátit a tady to trochu nahoru.
Dobře, takže to zkrátíme. O kolik centimetrů?
Asi o 2 až 3 centimetry. Ale vzadu bych ráda postupný sestřih, aby to nebylo stejně dlouhý.
Rozumím. A jak byste chtěla tu ofinu?
Zčesat dolů a zarovnat konečky.
A na kterou stranu si rozdělujete pěšinku?
Na levou.
Dobře, takže necháme původní tvar, jen to zkrátím a upravím.
Ano, přesně tak bych to chtěla.
Listen to the conversation one time, slowly.
Dobrý den. Jak byste si přála ostříhat?
Zkrátit a tady to trochu nahoru.
Dobře, takže to zkrátíme. O kolik centimetrů?
Asi o 2 až 3 centimetry. Ale vzadu bych ráda postupný sestřih, aby to nebylo stejně dlouhý.
Rozumím. Jak byste chtěla tu ofinu?
Zčesat dolů a zarovnat konečky.
A na kterou stranu si rozdělujete pěšinku?
Na levou.
Dobře, takže necháme původní tvar, jen to zkrátím a upravím.
Ano, přesně tak bych to chtěla.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Dobrý den, jak byste si přála ostříhat?
Hello, how would you like your haircut?
Zkrátit a tady to trochu nahoru.
Shorten it and here a bit up.
Dobře, takže to zkrátíme. O kolik centimetrů?
All right, so we'll shorten it. How many centimeters?
Asi o 2 až 3 centimetry. Ale vzadu bych ráda postupný sestřih, aby to nebylo stejně dlouhý.
About 2 to 3 centimeters. But at the back, I'd like some layers, so that it's not all the same length.
Rozumím. A jak byste chtěla tu ofinu?
I understand. And how about the fringe?
Zčesat dolů a zarovnat konečky.
Also shorter, but not too much. Mainly to adjust the ends.
A na kterou stranu si rozdělujete pěšinku?
And onto which side do you have the parting?
Na levou.
To the left.
Dobře, takže necháme původní tvar, jen to zkrátím a upravím.
Okay, so I'll keep the original shape, just shorten it and adjust.
Ano, přesně tak bych to chtěla.
Yes, that's exactly what I'd like. Martin, what's getting your haircut like in the Czech Republic?
The Czech Republic has many hairdressers that are often divided into men's and women's hair salons, pánské a dámské kadeřnictví.
Aren't there barbers?
Before, you would see barber shops quite frequently, but over time, they have slowly decreased and have been replaced by hair salons for men or unisex hairdressers.
How can you make an appointment?
Appointments can be done by phone or dropping by in person, and sometimes through the internet.
So you can walk in and get your haircut immediately without an appointment?
That's possible, if they have stuff available.
Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is...
Přát si.
To wish.
Přát si. Přát si.
Next we have...
Ostříhat.
To cut, trim, clip, shear.
Ostříhat. Ostříhat.
Next we have...
Nahoru.
Up.
Nahoru. Nahoru.
Next we have...
Trochu.
A bit. A little.
Trochu. Trochu.
Next we have?
Zkrátit.
To shorten, to cut short.
Zkrátit. Zkrátit.
Next we have?
O.
About.
O. O.
Next we have?
Aby.
So that, in order to.
Aby. Aby.
Next we have?
Dolů.
Down.
Dolů. Dolů.
Next we have?
Nechat.
To keep, to leave, to preserve, to let.
Nechat. Nechat.
And last?
Upravit.
To adjust.
Upravit. Upravit.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first phrase is
Přát si,
meaning to wish.
Přát is an imperfective verb. Si is the reflexive pronoun meaning to oneself.
How can we use it?
When used in terms of wish, desire, yearn, přát si is used either without connector. For example, přát si nové boty.
Meaning to wish to have new shoes.
Or you can use it with a connector like aby. For example, přát si, aby pršelo.
Meaning to wish it was raining.
Here is a sample sentence. Přej si něco.
Which means make a wish. Okay, what's the next phrase?
O kolik.
Meaning by how much or about how much.
O is a preposition meaning by, about, and kolik means how much.
When can we use it?
You can use it in three cases. When talking about age or time, when talking about money, and when talking about the target.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say, O kolik mám zpoždění?
Which means, by how much am I late?
Or you can say, O kolik je starší?
Which means, by how much is he older? Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn about using useful words and expressions to explain a desirable haircut to a hairdresser.
When you go to hairdressers while in the Czech Republic, it's good if you can explain your desired hairstyle, besides bringing a picture.
The most useful words when giving directions for cutting hair are adverbs of location. Let's see some of them and how we can use them.
First, vpředu.
Meaning, at the front.
You can say, vlasy vpředu nechat delší.
Leave the hair at the front a little longer.
Nahoře.
Meaning, up, on the top.
For example, you can say, nahoře zkrátit.
Shorten, on the top.
Dolů means down to. And you can say, dolů na ramena.
Which means, down to the shoulders. Listeners, find a complete list of these directional words in the lesson notes. Let's see now some adjectives and how these can be changed in adverbs when talking about hairdressing.
You may already know some of these adjectives like krátké or kudrnaté.
Meaning short and curly, respectively.
Dlouhé or lesklé.
Meaning long and glossy. From these adjectives, you can also create adverbs.
They become adverbs by changing the ending to e or ie.
It's similar to English when we add the suffix ly to adjectives. Let's see some Czech sentences that use these adverbs.
Tady to krátce se střihnu.
Here I'll cut it short.
Vlasy vypadají leskle.
The hair looks shiny. Sometimes there isn't a direct translation to English. In Czech, we need to add some words, such as in a way.
For example, kučeravé vlasy
means hair in a curly way, or more simply, wavy curly hair. Okay, let's see now an important conjunction, useful when expressing purpose, and therefore, for explaining your desired haircut.
That is, aby.
It can be compared to the English, in order to, so that, or that.
In written Czech, remember that a comma is always needed before aby.
It's usually followed by a verb in its past tense, or a negated verb in past tense. Martin, can you give us some examples?
Prosím, ostříhejte mi ofinu, aby mi nepadala do očí.
Please cut my fringe so that it doesn't fall into my eyes.
Natočit vlasy, aby byly vlnité.
To perm my hair so that it's wavy.
One important thing to know is that aby can be conjugated in Czech.
It's conjugated according to the person. For example, what's the form for the first person singular?
Abych. For example, you can say, řekla mi, abych si ostříhal vlasy.
She told me to cut my hair. Or literally, she told me that I would cut my hair.
For reflexive verbs, don't forget to also add the reflexive pronouns se and si. That's the case with many verbs used when talking to a hairdresser. For example, ostříhat si vlasy.
Literally meaning, to cut hair to oneself.
Or obarvit si vlasy.
To dye hair to oneself. How do these verbs change with the conjugation aby?
As we have already seen in the previous example, abych si ostříhal vlasy.
Meaning, that I would cut my hair.
In the dialogue we have aby to nebylo, to means it and nebylo, it wasn't.
So can we also use this conjunction for negative sentences?
Yes, we can. In the dialogue, we have the sentence ale vzadu bych ráda postupný sestřih, aby to nebylo stejně dlouhý.
Meaning, but at the back I'd like some layers, so that it's not all the same length.
Here are some other examples. Aby to nebylo jako minule.
Hopefully it won't be like last time.
Here is an example with a different verb. Aby se to nerozbilo, dám to stranou.
In order not to break it, I'll put it away. Listeners, do you know the reason flashcards are so popular?
It's because they work.
We've taken this time-tested studying tool and modernized with My Word Bank flashcards.
Learn vocabulary using your eyes and ears.
It's simple and powerful. Save difficult and interesting words to your personal vocabulary list called My Word Bank.
Master words in your My Word Bank by practicing with flashcards.
Words in My Word Bank come with audio, so you can learn proper pronunciation
while you learn to recognize words by sight.
Go to checkclass101.com now and try My Word Bank and flashcards today. Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Ciao.
Dobrý den. Jak byste si přála ostříhat?
Zkrátit a tady to trochu nahoru.
Dobře, takže to zkrátíme. O kolik centimetrů?
Asi o 2 až 3 centimetry. Ale vzadu bych ráda postupný sestřih, aby to nebylo stejně dlouhý.
Rozumím. A jak byste chtěla tu ofinu?
Zčesat dolů a zarovnat konečky.
A na kterou stranu si rozdělujete pěšinku?
Na levou.
Dobře, takže necháme původní tvar, jen to zkrátím a upravím.
Ano, přesně tak bych to chtěla.